All in radio.com.
Mama go hard, she ain't stop check. Light skin straight from the projects. Said she been single for a couple years. One baby daddy got a couple kids. Put your mouth where the money is. I'm bustin', baby, show me where the honey is. Yeah, make it happen for the click. Pocket full of money, how nasty can you get? That's it, I can make it scream out. Fresh from the shop, she ain't tryna sweat a weave out. Yeah, say my name, bring the freaks out. Ripping the sheets up, bringing the beast out. Yeah, tell her suck a nigga peace out. She suck a nigga like she took her teeth out. Yeah, she wet like a beach house. I'm fresh like a free ounce. She thick, let me put my hands on it. She the shit, let me put my hands on it. I'm lit, I'ma put my hands on it. Do it in a handstand, I'ma put my hands on it. She thick, let me put my hands on it. She the shit, let me put my hands on it. I'm lit, I'ma put my hands on it. Do it in a handstand, I'ma put my hands on it.
Yo, check it out, man. It's your boy, Chaximillion, man. I tune in to allinradio.com. Do that.
Hey, 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 look. This that shit that made me ball out on my old bitch, ooh. Yeah, I'm chosen. I ain't felt this six since COVID, ooh. Can't control it. I got lit and now I'm zoning, ayy. This my moment. I don't trust no hoe, I'm boning, ooh. Maury Povich, I made a change, I had to be different, I hate when I'm stuck on the edge. I ain't got time to argue with niggas, I'd rather get money instead. Word of my folks, we used to be close, and so now I'm just stuck in my head. I wanted a rose, but I like the ghost, if I'm making love to the dead. Love to the dead. I gotta step to the podium, I run this shit like Napoleon. My niggas smoking petroleum, back when the nigga had no DMs. I had to clean with the other custodians, nobody fuck with me, nobody noticed them. Now I'm that nigga, they salty and sodium. Bitch, I'm the bomb, I lit the plutonium. Feet on the ground, I'm breaking linoleum. This is revenge, and all of you owe me. When shorty my bitch, but she ain't the only one. Yeah, I'm a god, I know I'm the holy one. I do not smoke, but you gotta roll me when you gotta roll me when she got a twin. And I need the both of them. Streets can't hold me, we are not friends, so please don't bro me. Bitch, come blow me. Pull up my Mamba, R.I.P. Kobe, that's my OG. Still no Grammy, but I got trophies, then I went OT. She text me low-key, water emoji, feeling myself like, look what I built, like, look at my wealth. I did what I felt, I bet on myself, reinvented myself. All the plaques I got won't fit on my shelf. I'm sick of myself, jumped out of my skin, hopped into my shell. I'm feeling quite well, you ain't been in my prison, won't fit in my cell. Won't fit in my pants, don't look at my belt. I mean what I say and I say what I meant, my nigga. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6, my nigga. I built my own empire to get to my kids, my nigga. Try to do everything with them that I never did, my nigga. I went through the storm, but I made a way, so I'll be alright. If you never crossed me, you did me wrong, I got you for life. I built a team of sharks and all of them niggas will bite. If you got an enemy, I got an enemy, get him on sight.
Allinradio.com.
Play with my feelings and you gon' catch feelings. Yo, people gon' feel it. I ran with the villains, was willing and dealing. I'm worth a few million, I'm chasing the billion. I'm up like a ceiling, I'm really a real. A batcher of beats from the soil, and you could get popped like a boil. Bitch, boy, you gon' leak like some oil. Walk up on me and I'm dumping. As long as I can see it coming, it's on. If I run out of ammo, I'm running, I'm gone. Even though I'm an animal, long as I done made it, huh? Got a family to feed and I'm grown. A good lord, baby, strong, highly favored and chosen. My heart made of stone, I guess you could say frozen. So leave me alone, I'm unbroken, outspoken. I stand by my word cause it's golden. Out here in the Pacific Ocean, west coasting. Don't let a hoe make us enemies. We family just like the Genovese. Stick to the script, we don't do sucker shit, and we deep like a herder than wildebeest. Trademarks and entities, no, I ain't selling. Look like I push dope, but I really push hope. Dress like a boss, but I rap like I'm broke. You offer parole to make sure that you vote. My ninja, you're not alone. My post for the gram with my money phone. Turn my bands to a fan like I'm hella young. Take a picture with money all down my arm. Just to show we the same, but though I'm reformed. Diamonds yellow like kettle corn. I never drive it, but trust me, I got a form. Fuck politics and democracy, let's put our money together by property. I came in the game with a prayer and a wish and a dream. I stand on that. Vow to take care of my kids and my family and queen. I stand on that. This game that I'm spitting is over the head like a drum. I stand on that. If we rockin', we rockin', I rock with you right or you wrong. I stand on that. This is a resurgence on thorough ones, gotta stay solid and stiff. I stand on that. Can't be an imposter, a fraud, a fake, or a counterfeit. I stand on that. Some of my dudes got jobs and some of them sell narcotics. I stand on that. I'm an entrepreneur, I develop my own products.
King of the Savage, music original. Former pharmacist, been back on medicinal. Lay down the law and I'm standing on principles. Consequences come with it, make it intentional. All of your visual, hard to ignore me. I grew up on game for too short and E40. You're triple OG and you're about to be 40. Still run up on me, we'll be popping these 40s. We not going forward.
I know you're I know you can't see the tree for the forest. Let the allure, money and whores take you to a place where your ass will get torn. Okay, now you've been warned. Only one more suggestion before we move on. Pray to the Lord that you can afford what it gon' cost you for you to move forward in life. Facing the working scenario without a plan of dead, you're rolling the dice. Get it how I do it now, day. Who the fuck Ray D got? Been fucking on your bitch all day. She don't wanna weigh me back, okay. High NG, a ball of survey on the sovereignty. I'm probably in a fly booty with a low-key freak trying to try new things. King! They say things, I do things. I buy buildings, they buy new bling. Make your bitch my boo thing. Got a problem with it, let my younger run through things. Stand up guy must stand for something. Cross that line, nigga, I know one thing. Violation mean demonstration mandatory.
I stand on that.
I'ma go in your shit, you in my face talking shit, but my daughter.
I stand on that.
Defend her honor and my old lady, my mama.
I stand on that.
Man of my word, handle my business, nigga, I promise.
I stand on that.
I ain't never folded, ain't never told no nigga.
I stand on that.
Due to the fact it's how I feel, run a fade, feel different.
I stand on that.
Yeah, I'm a nine-figure nigga, ride with a stick still.
I stand on that.
Could doing time, still doing better than getting killed.
I stand on that.
Yeah.
AllInRadio.com.
Yo, what's good? What's good? Welcome to the Lit Side Podcast. I am your host, Snowy G, here at All In Radio. And today I got a very special guest, Mr. MH the Verb, aka F or Not, aka dope ass web designer, dope ass influencer, dope ass community organizer, dope ass person, just in general, y'all. I'm honored to have you on the show today. Thank you for coming through.
Yeah, I'm blessed right now.
Yes.
That's an intro right there. I tell you. Thank you, Snowy.
Of course, man. And since you're here, you know, I'm here.
I'm here.
And you're there every day when it comes to OFH and doing all that boss work that you do. So I'm going to let you give in the info on that today, me.
Oh, I got to do the PSA today.
You got to do the PSA today. You got it.
Step up. Am I doing it now?
Yeah, you're doing it now.
Oh, word.
Right now.
So check it. That's actually how I met Snowy, is through Oakland Frontline Healers, doing work in the community, 20-plus organizations. My organization boss, doing great work in the community. Right now, what we're trying to do is make sure that we get the information out there for those who need to get access to the COVID-19 vaccine. We got the Fremont High School popping off. The Fremont High School pod popping off every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. If you're in impacted communities, make sure to hit us up at ofh510.org. And plus, we got also partnerships with Emoja Health and Truvine Ministry going on. So if you need to get tapped in on understanding more information about the COVID-19 vaccine, I just got my second shot a couple of weeks ago. As of tomorrow, I will be fully vaccinated. And you know,
how
it's important.
Feeling? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know, it's not as bad as people say it is. At the same time, it's definitely worth learning about so you can feel comfortable. Because at first I wasn't going to take it. The more I learn, I talk to doctors like Dr. Donna, Dr. Kim Rhodes, my man Gila from Emoja Health. They schooled me on what was going on and how it came together so quickly. And they made me feel comfortable about taking it, yo. It's important. I want to get back to performing, DJing, being out, you know, being here where we can take off masks and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, so it's important for all of us to feel comfortable, you know, learn as much as you can, read up on it, find out information, and then go protect yourself, because too many people are passing away from COVID-19, and we don't need that in our community.
We really don't, man. I just took mine, too.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I'm kind of scared for the second one, because I've heard people really get sick for a couple of days.
I won't lie. It hits you. It hits you. But you know what? It's definitely not as bad, from what I've heard, as real bad COVID. You know what I mean?
So,
if that's all you got to deal with, you got to deal with that, you know?
All right. Thank you for that PSA, man. Also, I want to let y'all know about what's happening with Oakland Community Rotaract. We have another club seminar coming to y'all this Monday. Tap into Oakland Community Rotaract on Instagram, and you can see Kayla Love's presentation. You were there, man.
I saw
Kayla Love's presentation, man.
It was
that thing is life changing, bro. So if you got time and you want to, you feel me, learn about self-worth and being worthy and all that and how to get there, I suggest you tap into that YouTube channel, Oakland Community Rotaract.
Yep.
And now let them know who you is, who really are.
Well, you gave me such a great intro, yo. It's like, Okay, so my name's Marcus Sinkay Harris. I say the full name. Okay. I used to not say the government, but now I'm like, you know what? Come for me.
Yeah, come for me.
Real
what?
Talk.
Okay.
Real talk. I got too much cred to be leaving that out. But but I go by artistically known as MH the Verb, the Afronaut, the Real Ninja. Doing music, multimedia, hip-hop artists, mixing Afrofuturistic vibes and all live organic instrumentation, bringing you that real old-school hip-hop mix with a new flavor. And so, like, it's just cool, man. I'm just out here trying to have fun, trying to stay lit. Lit
side. Lit side. You know what it is.
Trying to stay healthy, trying to stay blessed, and do the work that needs to be done, whether it's, you know, talking about my music and my art, or, like you said, like, trying to give back to our community and make sure that people are doing or have that access to different things and just being an advocate for that. And so for me personally, like, I'm just here just trying to bring all the good stuff that the world has given me back.
Yeah, I hear you. That's beautiful, man. Let's give him a song. Let's let him know what you're about and what you do. You feel me? Let's do Pyramids. Shout out Burns behind the computer over there doing all the engineering, producing stuff on the radio.com.
Yeah, check the vibe, man.
AllInRadio.com.
Say we ain't original. We get no respect. Young ninjas biting off a Tribe Called Quest. Well, the hate is typical. We ain't identical. But like they say, always learn from the best. My heroes dying and my enemies in power. I'm driving 95, smoking diesel, only sour. Sativa, only flower on that bomb, Jack Bauer.
Can you save the world?
Yeah, give me 24 hours. Patience in my waiting room.
Yeah.
And they've been doomed since the doctor laid me in my tombs. So consumed, knowing one day they gon' join me soon. Don't be gloomy, it's roomy here in my cocoon. The butterfly told me, shout out to my guru. My people built the pyramids
while they was watching Hulu.
My heritage is serious,
I embrace the voodoo.
My people built the pyramids.
Disciple of the tribe, trying to catch the vibe of Zulu.
Verb.com.
That was lit. So, tell me about Afronaut.
Yo, so it actually came up a few years back. I got some beats from my homie Bus Crates from Pittsburgh, and me and my engineer at the time, my homie George Cashy Cylon, shout out. And he was we were in the studio and we were getting lit and we were just like, yo, these beats are out of this world. They had these, you know, Bus has this whole style of, like, these really synth-based, strong, like, heavy bass riffs and spacey vibes. And we were like, yo, we just started thinking about these different concepts. We were like, we got to do a concept project with Bus. And it came up, we were like, what if we were the last black people in the universe? And we just came up with this whole concept of being, like, you know, kind of like a black exploitation movie in space. And we just wanted to talk about that and use that as a way to empower ourselves, especially at the time, you know, we were going through the Trump run. We're not even going to say that name now. I'm sorry. I broke my own rules there. But no, we were just like, we just wanted to do something that was unapologetically black, you know, and just really own our culture. And so we did Afronaut, and it just kind of spawned into this whole different thing, of this whole art series.
It's dope, bro. Like, just the concept of it in the image, like the picture that you know, I don't know if y'all seen the flyer, but just that image, you know, and then Afronaut is just like an amazing, like, play on words, and it's dope, and it's just like...
Well, it's actually from the Zimbabwean space program back in, like, the 70s.
Okay.
The homies in Africa tried to, like, they were like, yo, we want to come up on this, on the science. And even though they didn't have the science to actually, like, lift off and do rockets and stuff like that, they had swag. And so they just started doing these dope designs of, like, what their space helmets and what their space, you know, what their stuff would look like. And so when they did that, it was really moving, and the artist did a photography series on it, and it was in some museums and stuff like that. But it's really dope. If y'all get a chance, check it out. Afronauts. Yeah.
That's hella dope. That's hella dope. So I got this little thing, right?
Yeah.
And the reason why I got this is because I was listening to the questions I was asking in my previous shows, and then I was like, you know what? I need to come up with some different kinds of questions and
keep it fresh
and exciting, right? So I got this little jar of questions.
Fresh like grandma biscuits.
And this is what you're gonna do.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you what you're gonna do right now.
You're gonna tell me what
I'm gonna do.
I'm just gonna do it.
You gonna do it. What you're gonna do is you're gonna grab a question and then you're gonna answer it. Hey, that's dope.
Yeah, see, I forgot to show that when I was talking about Apple, but we got it. We got time.
Wait, what is that? You got two of them there. What? Well,
I got two homies here, so you know, I gotta bring two hats. What is
that? I love doing this.
She's like, I'm getting gear too.
Yes. Okay, I love it. Let me see. Hold on.
Okay. And while you do that, I'm gonna pick one. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm gonna pick it. I got big fingers though, so watch out. Like, because I don't know if I'm going to be able to get down here and get
there. Well, you got
to
answer any question you
any
take
question?
Out. So if you take out two questions, you're going to answer two questions.
Ooh. Okay. What common piece of advice or words of wisdom don't actually make sense to you? Oh, that's a nice spin on that. That's a nice spin.
Wait, yeah.
That's a thinker. Oh, man. What words of wisdom did someone tell me? I'm thinking of stuff my mom said, yo.
Yeah.
You know, cause, life is tough, right?
Yeah.
I never liked that one. When they say life is tough, deal with it. Of course it's tough. Of course you're dealing with it. That's all you're doing. Like, that's not advice. That's not like, you know, I get the sentiment behind it is like, but no, if life is tough and deal with it. Life isn't tough. It doesn't have to be tough. It shouldn't have to be tough because it's all joy. The tough part's the joy. Like,
that's
the struggle's
true.
Real.
Yeah, that's
There's
true.
There's nothing that isn't a struggle. Every day that you're breathing is a struggle. And so, like, life is tough. Deal with it. It's kind of a way of saying to me, it's not so much those words that I dislike. It's the sentiment behind it. Like,
yeah.
So it's like, you know, like, don't complain or don't try and change something. No, I'm going to keep struggling. I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep building.
That's true. And you know what you just said, like...
My mom didn't always say that, though. She just said that when...
My mama stayed saying that. She still says that.
She said that when she don't want to, say something else.
You said... What did you say? What is hard is enjoying it or something like that? That's what you said, right?
Finding the joy
in it. And that's so true. Like, honestly, like, I find myself in a place where, like, I'm so good right now. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm not, like... whatever anyone else's success opinion of success is, but I'm in a place where, like, oh snap, like, I can be good and peaceful and happy, and it's been hard to accept that, because when you're used to just, like, life is tough and dealing with the toughness of life, when you work hard enough and kept dealing with it to the point where it's good, how do you deal with that?
That's real talk. No, that's real talk. Some people are more comfortable in the dirt, you know, like, that's the whole idea around trap music, right? Like, when you're comfortable in the pain, but one of the things I love is the growth, like, right? Because that's also the other side of it is, like, it's that expression. Like, that's what it is. It's about expressing. So, like, there's a lot of negative things going on, but there's also a lot of positive things going on. And you just got to be there for it all. I don't know what's going on.
What's going on?
Uh-oh.
Alarm?
No, that's an Amber Alert.
Amber Alert?
Man.
Oh, man, I got that earlier.
That's a joy kill.
Man. Whoa. That was birds. Man, y'all, put that eye out for that Amber Alert.
Yeah,
you know, if y'all hear or see anything, you feel me, call the people you need to call and be that change you want to see, you feel me? I've seen people walking on the freeway before, and I'm like, I need to make this call, like,
yeah,
you know,
because
it's like, you
talk.
Never know, bro, how you can save a life.
That whole stop snitching stuff is stupid. I don't get with that. Unless if it's, you know, like, there's certain people to snitch to. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I feel that. All right, let's see. Let's give him another song.
Okay,
let's do Birthstone.
Birthstone.
Let's do that. Also, y'all, all these beats that you hear behind are also from Mr. M.H. The Verb.
This is
Afronaut.
The beats. Yeah, these beats are dope, right?
Yeah.
It's me and my crew. Our House 95. Shout outs to Trap Rabbit, Bus Crates, a whole bunch of people. I gotta name them after the break.
AllInRadio.com.
Ninja who? Ninja, you don't get to make the rules. Ninja, why you acting rude? Ninja got an attitude. Like you so perfect, was it worth it when you act the fool? For that paycheck, spent my last few dollars on some tape decks. But Elon Musk spent a billion on SpaceX. Erased texts from my ex, learning how to disconnect. If my queen ring, tell her meet me at the discotheque. I'll be on the balcony with Bubba in a crystal ball. Heroes die young, but we keep riding till the system fall. Hey baby doll, is that ninja with you? Ninja what? Ninja who? Steal your neighbor's Wi-Fi. Blue dream, earth tones. Topaz is my birthstone.
Birthstone.
I get it.
Birthstone.
Get it right.
Birthstone.
I get it.
Birthstone.
Get on the mic.
Feel the vibe.
And the vibe never stop. Bring back that hip hop bass. Can I get a bus pass for my ninja that got no dodo? Posting face
up, Valentina. Shout out to my homegirl in Columbia, Cali.
What's good?
Whoa.
What's popping?
What's popping?
That's dope. That's a dope song.
I just
want
to be the hype man. That's all.
Hype man?
Yeah.
It's good, man. I need a hype man. Pretty soon for my shows that's to come. I'm excited to get back out there in the real world and bust some shows, throw some punches in the mosh pit, maybe.
Yo, you know they're doing Outside Lands this year.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I'm. I don't know if I'll be there, but
I don't know if I'll be there either. Honestly, big crowds still make me nervous. I think we're still gonna be like that for a minute. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's just uneasy. You know. But let's see. Let's get into another question.
Oh, we got more questions.
We got more questions.
Let's dig in here. I don't even know what to do right now. The anticipation.
What does it say?
What are three things you would never spend your money on? Oh, my God. The first one that comes to mind is jewelry. Like,
jewelry?
Just as I get older, like, there's no point in that. Like,
this looks dope.
I mean, not for me though. You know what I mean? Like, if I had a lady, maybe. Not putting that out there. That,
well, you know, I heard you was going to talk about your boothing tonight. I want to know about that too.
I'll talk about that. It's not what you think.
Okay.
But you feel me? But I mean, like, that's one thing. What's another thing? I'm having a real hard time right now spending money on a car because it depreciates so much.
On a car?
Yeah, a car. Like, cars are at an all-time low, but I can't pull that trigger because I just don't want to be like...
What about an electric car?
Oh, I would buy an electric car, but I just ain't trying to spend money right now. That's all. Like, I'm not trying to buy a lot of things right now. I need to stop buying DJ equipment and audio equipment and like sound cards and all that stuff. That's what I need to stop doing.
I need to stop buying apps.
And stop going to the dispensary.
That's not gonna stop for me anytime soon.
No, that's three. I gave you three. So we good.
Three. Which? Okay. So you said the jewelry, a car, and what's it?
Just stop spending money on so much.
Oh, okay.
Like erroneous musical gear. Oh, okay. And equipment,
okay.
I guess.
I see.
Like, I think that's really what it's about. Just, you gotta be smart. You gotta be smart. Make the moves.
So tell me about your career in music. How did you get started doing music?
I've been an artist since I was like a kid. I've always loved art, music, like just being creative in general. And so I was like in choirs, I was in plays, I was wanted to be a cartoonist. Mm. And so like I went to an art school in high school in South Florida called Dreyfus School of the Arts in West Palm Beach, Florida. Shout out to all my DSOA people. And there I just got, like, it was around that time I just started rapping. Like, I wanted to be Biggie. My homie John Tamarian wanted to be Puffy. I was going to be Biggie, and we thought we were just going to blow up. Like, and it was just what it
was.
That's
how it always is, isn't
it? But then we started, I remember me, him, and my homie Joel, we got some, like, a mixer. I like worked the whole summer and went and bought a mixer and some speakers, and we started DJing like all the homies' parties and just hosting these, like, anytime anyone would have a party, they'd get us to come through. We'd set up, we'd rock out, we'd get on the mic, have freestyle sessions, and I loved it. I couldn't find anything better. And then I just always loved working in groups. And so in college I started a band, we started touring. The band broke up, which was heartbreaking. We were rocking with like Wiz and Mac and a few other people and just really just building. And it just always was something that from that point on, I just always wanted to be involved in the creative arts, whether that was music or, you know, digital media or whatever I was doing. But hip hop was always a love, you know. It was just like, it just came natural to me. Like, that was just the energy. So, you know, and it's like, I've met so many good people in this community. So I'm here and I'm continuing. I keep saying like, you know, like every once in a while you're like, I got to move on to the next thing. But the truth of it is, like, even during the pandemic, I like didn't really do a lot of music, but then I looked up and I had an album done, like two albums. So it's like, was I really not doing music? Was it really something that you can just take away from your soul, like something you love so much? So,
I mean, I think it's something that, like, as when it comes to being a creative, when other things pop up that, you know, feel more important, not that they are more important, but in that moment of urgency, like in the pandemic, I know like it's probably the same for you as it was for myself, where a lot of things just dropped because we began working. Like when we started with OFH, man, remember it? Like when was it? November,
it was
September?
Grind.
Like it was just grinding and going and going, trying to get all these resources together
and it was
grind
put
them
out, of
out.
Love.
Like
it was grind out.
Yes,
of real love.
Bro, this was like we wasn't getting paid to do all this stuff that we did to put in this work. For the just to put these resources out for the community, and it really was like a beautiful team, all out of love.
But honestly, that saved me, yo, because like I released Space Ninja last February. In the last February, I was in Colombia, came back, was setting up the tour. I was gonna be touring all summer. I had dates booked. Like we were releasing the tracks, like it was on. Like we was, you know, talking about Afropunk, all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, it's like, nah, Rudy Gobert gets COVID. 19 coronavirus and everything shuts down.
Man,
and so
yes.
When that happens, you just gotta adapt. I needed the break actually.
Yeah.
I needed it. Like,
yeah, and that's true. That's hella. I was about to go on tour too, right before the quarantine and everything, and I feel that 100% because it's like, I don't know, being a creative, when you're in that zone, you're in that zone and it's just like go. You know what I'm saying?
What's up, Auntie Earth?
What's good? Shout out to everyone that's tuning in on our Instagram live. Y'all for real. All right, let's give Marcus another random question. Let me mix this up.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, you gonna mix them up. My fat fingers are gonna go up in here. And try and be smooth about it and pull one out. Let's see what this is.
Oh, you got two out. So I got two questions.
Choose a character in any movie that resonates with you and why. Oh, that's too easy.
Yeah.
The homies call me Kung Fu Panda. Real talk. I'm extremely deceptively athletic in a different way.
What?
Like, you know, I love the dumplings and I'm just down to get it in and I'm always focused on the positivity. So I'm Kung Fu Panda, you know?
I love it.
That's my energy. That's my spirit animal.
You know, one of my favorite quotes comes from the movie Kung Fu Panda.
Which one? From one or two?
I think it's the first one.
Which quote is it?
It's, the past is history, the future is a mystery, but today is a gift. That's why it's called the present.
Yes, that's gems right there.
I love it. I live by that.
I love animated movies. Real talk.
Me too. I love it. I love it. I love Henry the Kid because that's all I watch.
Shout out to Adam.
Hey.
Hey, so there's the second one.
Okay.
What's the most normal thing about you? There's a lot of normal stuff. I don't know what normal is though. Real talk. Most normal thing is that I have a 9-to-5. You know, like that's real talk. Like,
yeah.
I'm trying to get paid. I'm trying to do the work and get paid and live my life the best that I can. I'm trying to buy a home one day.
Yeah.
Trying to have a family one day, maybe.
Goals.
We'll see. These are new goals too. This is like new goals that last like 6 months. You know.
Man, that property, real estate, that's where the money's at for real.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm like on a whole different wavelength than I was a year ago, than I was a year before that.
Man,
I
hear you.
That's growth.
I quit my job in 2019. I was like managing this restaurant. I was doing cool, whatever, but I was like, I'm not doing what I want to do. I want to be an entrepreneur and this and this and that. I just took my first job, actual job in the last 2 years. Shout out Mr. David Harris. You know, but I mean, I'm grateful to have a job that I desired, you know, doing community work and community organizing and bringing the youth together and things like that. You know, like, I'm glad, you know, like, for those of you who don't settle for whatever, big ups.
Yeah, do what you love and make it happen. Like, I love that. Connect those dots.
Let's give him another song.
Okay.
Let's do Affirmations.
Oh, okay.
Affirmations.
Shout out to Chyna Kofax. She wrote that hook, and that was fun. I'll give you some behind-the-scenes stories in a few. New York in the house.
Yee. Affirmations. Shout out, Bert.
It's cool. I can just give y'all some sound bites. I'm really great at the ad-libs.
Yes.
I'm the next Jeezy. Let's end this one with some positivity for all them cats out there. All the good people with the good vibes.
Send them some affirmations.
Yoga in the morning.
Namaste.
I feel balanced. Water every morning.
And roll a J. by the ounces. Yeah. Riding through the East Bay, tell the DJ, play a new track, but only if it bounces. Told my homegirls natural, yeah. You black girl magic. Now this is for those white kids selling dope. At the dispensary, this black kid selling dope.
Selling dope.
Penitentiaries, front corner with the chemistry, ordering the industry. Graduated dear way back in elementary. Back when wanna play my Nintendo and smoke my endo.
Classically trained, brain is insane. Baby has laid, stay in your lane. Being a var, blessed from the heart. Body a temple, divine is my cause.
Stay strapped, crystals round my waist, front to back. Stay strapped, crystals round my waist, front to back.
You're the future and a mystery. Learning love Batman in the mirror. Pay attention to the history. Yeah, third eye got me seeing clearer. I'm about my connections. Whoa, I'm feeling so hot that I'm fire. They give me good energy. Yeah, I don't listen to those that conspire.
Crystals round my waist, front to back. Stay strapped. Crystals round my waist, front to back. Stay strapped. Crystals round my waist, front to back.
Things, but no, we know most of these dreams never be told. Focus, we scheme, when it let show. Never be told. Most of these dreams, when it let show. And there we go.
We are gone.
That's a dope ninja, that's a dope ninja, though.
I'm trying. I don't know how to do it, but I'll try.
There you go. But I really like this song. Crystals round my waist. I need to go to that.
So my homegirl, Chana Koufax, who writes with me a lot. We've known each other for years. She's got a dope project coming out later on my label, Art House 95, Four Finger Distro, shout outs. But she wrote the hook on a mega bus on her way to the studio. And she just laid it out for us, and we were like, oh, that's it. And
that's so, hella dope.
Like, four of us, I think it was either three or four of us, just like recorded this hook, like one after another, just like standing in different parts of the room, just like, we all gonna make it.
This is like, hella, like, it really gives me like choir vibes.
Yeah, that's
like,
what we're going
you know,
for.
Like, it's like, it's so much like education in it. There's so much truth. There's so much spirit. You know, there's just so much soul.
Yes.
In it, and it's beautiful. I love it.
I appreciate that because I'm glad you feel that because that's what we were going for.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. JS killed it on the mixes. Johann Sebastian killed it on the mixes. My dude in Philly, and we've been mixing this entire time during the pandemic. We've been doing it virtually on Zoom.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy. Like, we did a whole album in the last, like,
why you
months.
Don't invite me to those Zoom meetings?
We're going to start opening it up. Because it's, you know, when the music's being made, sometimes you're a little self-conscious about it.
I feel that.
We're going to start having some little Zoom parties and stuff. Hopefully, we can have, like, small get-together parties, though,
yes,
too.
Definitely. Once I'm fully vaccinated,
yes,
I'm,
that's the key.
I'm about to
that's
throw shows, but I'm going to need a vaccine confirmation at the door. Like, my bad, but...
chills. We live in Cali.
You know, chill. Like, I don't know, bro. It's the future. All right. Talk about the future. The future is here.
You picking this one, right?
Me?
Yeah, you picking this one.
But you don't answer?
You do one, I'll do one. How about that? That's the new vibe.
Okay.
So yours first.
All right, we switching positions here. Okay. If you could go anywhere in the universe for one day, where would you go?
Ooh, I like that one.
I like
where would you go?
I would go inside a black hole.
A black hole?
Yeah.
Why a black hole?
Because I want to see what's on the other side. If I could go for a day and come back and let people know what's up, you know, I would do that.
That's the important part, though, is coming back, right?
Yeah, like, it just says for one day. So
for one day, okay.
For one day. Yeah. So I'll come back.
What do you think's there, though?
I don't know. It's like I've always had this image as a kid of going into a black hole with a rope tied around me or something.
Yeah.
Just to see what's in there.
That's a movie right there. For that's real, a movie. That's a whole skit. Let's do that.
But
we need a soundstage, though.
Yes. I don't know. They say that if it, like there's so like the particles are so strong that they'll rip your you apart and stuff. So I don't know. It might be a portal to a different dimension. It might be. I don't know.
Well, I was just talking about time with someone, like the whole concept of time and like. How you can, if you could transport through different times, are you actually, is time like a real concept? Like, because, like, when a moment passes, does that moment replay on loops consistently, or is it actually gone? And so one of the things about a black hole is that you're leaving that those dimensions of the current dimensions and going, I'm sorry, we're getting too, I haven't even smoked yet.
No, I hear you though. Because it could be like into a whole different go back in time type thing.
Yeah, I mean, like that's what I imagine that a black hole would do, actually. It would take you into a different vortex of a different time or what we know as time.
It would be cool to be able to develop the technology to take into a black hole to just send like a robot out there.
The astronaut's working on it.
What? I just came up with a revolutionary thought.
That is definitely a revolutionary thought that somebody else has had as well, I'm sure.
Wait to kill my dreams, man.
No, I'm not killing it. I'm not killing it.
I thought I was a genius over here, but.
You just got to find your tribe. You got to find the other people who are on that wavelength to make it happen.
All right. Okay. All right. Next one.
Oh, man. I thought you were going to forget I had to pick one.
Nope.
Okay. Let's see what happens here.
Dang. You picked out three of them. No, you got to answer three questions.
This one doesn't even have anything on it. What? Look, it's blank. So I don't got a question.
I got to deal with my assistant.
Jay's like, it wasn't me.
All right.
I thought you wrote on the notes.
You got these two other questions.
I thought you wrote up on the notes. Wasn't me. Why didn't you write all the notes out? Wasn't me. What song do you think? We having too much fun here. What song do you feel? I need to take off these sunglasses. What song do you feel the absolute urge to sing along to when you hear it? Oh, that's easy. I'm gonna sing it right now.
What?
Can we get the music off for just a quick second? Because I got to serenade some people. Dear, I fear we're facing a problem. You love me no longer, I know. And lately there is nothing that I wouldn't do to make you do. Mama tells me I shouldn't bother, that I ought to stick to another woman, a girl who surely deserves me, but I think it's you. So I cry, I pray, and I beg, love me, say that you love me. G song.
I love it.
Every time the song. It's just the catchiest thing in the world. I imagine that Tupac was singing that. Like, real talk. Actually, he passed away, I think, before that song came. Yeah, he did. But real talk, the biggest gangsters sing that song.
I hear it. That was dope. Thank you.
Don't lie to me.
All right, next question.
Oh, I got another one?
Yes, you got another one.
Yeah, we
got
to fix these. What's your definition of a good human?
Snowy G.
Snowy G, definitely a good human. Definitely a good human.
Not to toot my own horn.
You good people, fam. And I'm only good people with me. I think a good human is just somebody who just wants to do good for other people. Like, or not even do good for other people. It's just like, you know, live by the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have done to yourself. Like, that's, it's the simplest thing. Just try to be the best person you can be. Not try not to hurt people. Like, try to think about other people in terms of your interests and their interests, and consider their perspective. I think that just makes a good person. Even if it,
I like that. That's part. Just the most. I basic like part. That part. Consider their perspective.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times people talk and don't talk to listen. You know.
They do.
They talk to prove a point, but they don't talk to listen to the other point.
And I am guilty of that at times as well. Me too. I think we all are.
Yeah, me too. Humans in general.
Bam!
Bam! All right, I'll answer.
Let's get some more music back here.
Let's shoot. Oh, this one's for you.
No. No.
If you could only eat one kind of food for the rest of your life,
potato
what would
chips.
It be? That's easy, bro. Tacos. I'll eat tacos all day, any day, every day.
Why
like...
that be so stereotypical?
Excuse me? Tacos is the best food in the world.
I came close to saying
you
fried
can
chicken.
Have tacos, the asada, pollo, right. Chicken, you're fried right. Beans, rice. You can have tacos of fried chicken if you want. What you mean?
Facts. No, but is there a particular taco?
A particular taco.
Yeah, like what's your go-to taco?
It would have to be a chicken taco with rice, avocado, sour cream, onion, cilantro, and salsa verde.
You make me hungry.
Oh, man, I'm hungry.
You make me hungry. Jay, you can make up for it. There's a truck down the street. No, I'm playing.
Man.
My bro. He's like, I'm not going on a taco run.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Did you put that one back in?
No. What you talking about?
I said potato chips, though. So, what takes most of your time in your normal life? Because it also, I think it's social media. And it's because it's part of my job. Like, I'm managing social media for way too many
people. Yeah, I hear you, but I'm managing a couple pages myself.
Yeah.
And, like, the hardest part about that is, like, when you posting... And you start scrolling.
Yes.
That
yes.
is like...
Yes.
Like, I need to
stories
just go...
Stories were the worst
yeah.
thing invented.
Yeah.
They were the worst thing invented.
Because you sit there and you just...
Yeah, it's better than TV.
Man.
It is. Like, I and especially when you know people. Like, you have, like, these... You know, like, I'm in my 30s now, and I've met a lot of people and had a lot of, like, relationships with people, like, friends and stuff. And so, like, I want to stay connected to them. So when I see stories and stuff, I'll watch and, like... comments like I'm that dude who'd be like, oh, you I haven't seen you in 10 years, but yo, good to see your children.
I'd be like that too, but then I also think about it like, oh, the algorithm needs to know that I'm out here, so I need to
facts.
Scroll down a little bit, you know. So it's just like learning how to manage
social media management.
You know, it's like put an alarm on your phone.
So a friend told me about this app that supposedly she has, that she has to do tasks. Like, complete tasks before she can go on her.
Which
I think is genius.
What?
Like,
I need that.
So when she wakes up, she says she has to, shout out to my homegirl, Seti. She said that she has to go online, like, she has to do these things and she has to prove it before she, you know, before she goes into her social media apps. I don't
like
know if it's.
Like, taking a picture or something?
Like, I don't know the details, honestly. I was scared to look it up because it would change my life so seriously.
Yeah, like, that's actually cool, though, like. I have a whole ritual routine that I do in the mornings before I even, like, open my emails, even.
Yes,
or
that's
get
important.
On the screen, because, like, I need that time.
Well, that's a part of the reason why I wrote affirmations, is because it was, the whole song, the lyrics of it are about affirming me to do the things that I need to do. So, wake up in the morning, I feel balanced. Water in the morning, I feel balanced. I can't even remember the lyric, but yoga in the morning, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's... Yoga in the morning, feel balanced. Water in the morning by the ounces. So it's important. That's how I want to start my days, stretching and drinking water.
Definitely. That's how I be too. Like, water, I just, like, picture it cleansing whatever energy happened in the previous day. Like, it's a fresh day. It's a new day. Let's
what
get it.
What you know about that?
You know?
Alkaline,
like,
water.
I don't know much. School.
I mean, I'm trying to figure it out. Ewan said that she got a hookup, so, like, I'm trying to get the alkaline water, though, is supposed to really help you with your your energy, your balance. I don't know. I gotta look it up. We'll get it. We'll get it.
Water, just in general, like, yeah, you know, does. It's an energy shifter, most definitely. You know, what's another energy shifter is one of these questions, bro. I thought we were gonna have enough questions, but I'm so juiced about this thing.
This is cool. I'm down with it. Okay. Listen. Okay, I got another question here. Knowing what you know about yourself, oh, too much, way too much. If you had to make a guess, who were you in your past life? Ooh, wow. That's a deep one. I don't know.
I was an angel. I was an angel up in heaven, and God was like, the earth needs you.
Facts. I can see that. I can see that. You got the angel look now with the makeup too.
Oh,
so.
Yes. Shout out Sitting Pretty Beautician. My sis, she hooked me up. Look at this. I got stars and clouds in my eyes because I knew this show was going to be out of this world. So
yeah,
I needed
it's
some,
astronautical right
yes,
now.
Yes. I needed some out of this world makeup.
So yeah, you said I like to think I was some sort of animal though.
A panda?
I'm going to say an owl. That's my other owl. Spirit animal.
Owls are cool. Look at this.
Yeah. You got an owl? Oh, that's dope. Yeah. You got dope art, yo. Respect. Respect to you.
This
to your
one
artist.
Of my
Whoever
first
did,
ones.
Did you design
Junior,
those?
Junior? No, I didn't design them. Okay. He designed them. But Junior, his name is Junior. El Mero Mero on Instagram. Y'all need to I sent everyone to get tatted by him. Not only is he a great artist, but it's like a therapy session every time. He's just a great vibe in general. But all right.
Yeah, so you got me pulling more of these things. There's so many questions in here. Okay. What's one superpower you would never want to have? Eternal life. I don't want to live forever.
Oh, yeah.
That would suck. That would just be so garbage. Watch everybody go, and then all of a sudden you got to, like, stick around and, like, be... Even if you weren't old, like... Yeah. I don't know. I'm looking forward to being old, but I don't want to be that old.
Do
what
you
about
think
you?
That I would not like to have?
Yeah.
It's like turning everything into gold, because everything I touch would turn to gold, and I would be like the richest person ever, but everything, like even people.
Yeah, people would just...
Like, you know, I wouldn't want that.
That's like Rogue from like... Well, she didn't turn it to cold, but when she touched people, you know, from the X-Men, she would, like, kill them. That wasn't cool.
Yeah. Nah. I don't want to kill nobody.
Nah, it's like, but, I don't know. I always think about superpowers I want. Like, teleportation.
That's why my questions are dope, man. You think about things a different way.
Yeah, it is. You all up in my mind and my psyche, like, just going really deep into it. But we're going to get there.
It's all right. Okay. All right, look, I answered one of these.
Yeah, you got one. It's your turn.
Let's see.
Pick a question.
I don't like this question.
Oh, I'm going to read it. I'm going to give you my best, like, Oprah Winfrey right now. What moment sticks out to you as the most embarrassing? Ooh, we're about to hear a story. I'm glad I didn't get this one.
I'm trying to think about it. There's one moment specifically, but I don't really want to talk about it.
You know what it is. Go ahead.
I don't want to talk about that.
Snowy's like, are we still on?
We don't got enough time for this question. Let's pick a song. Songs. Let's cut to
and
song.
The next song.
Let's do Ninja. Let's play Ninja real quick.
This is a long
song. I'll answer the question after the song.
After the break. And maybe after I'll tell you about my boo thing.
Oh, yes. I want to know about your boo thing. It's...
allinradio.com.
Karate chop, Molly wop, that's my ninja. Bottles pop, Molly's drop, that's my ninja. Stephen Clark probably shot cause he a ninja. Call the cops, tell him darkness on the block, get that ninja. Public enemy, defender, educated black sinner. White girls wanna bring home for dinner like, daddy, meet my ninja. Yeah, daddy, I'm that ninja.
Not your basic ninja, just face it, ninja. Every ninja know a ninja who can make shit, ninja. You ain't the first ninja to search my ninja. Nothing stronger than love on this earth, my ninja. What's worse, my ninja, when they hurt my ninja? Gift and a curse since they birthed my ninja. But first, my ninja sold me out to the ship. Now trap ninja rapper sold me out to the clique. Damn, ninja.
All right, and we're back, and Marcus is about to tell us his embarrassing moment.
I like how you spin that, though.
Spin it around like you just DJ.
I'm getting better at the sound effects. I'm trying. Spin, that was my spin move.
Okay, he's for sure. Okay.
Well, you just do a whole show of like sound effects like the black dude from Police Academy.
That would be big.
But no, real talk, my most embarrassing moment, okay? Imagine being a 11-year-old boy at summer camp and, you know, you're starting to see girls for the first time and it's pool day, which is like next level when you're living in Flint, Michigan, because it's been a hot summer. You know, summer's only about 2 months and you're playing volleyball in the pool with your peoples. And the girl that you have a crush on walks by. And as she does, you go to impress her with the biggest spike of your life. And as you jump out of the pool to do the spike, your little board shorts fall down. Cold water. Heartbroken.
What'd she do?
What do you think she did? What do you think everybody did? They all laughed and pointed. Point and laugh at your boy. And you know what? To this day, I don't feel that bad about it anymore. Like, I try to think about it and I try to be like, that was...
I almost cried.
For me? I probably... That's probably why I just don't care about it, because I probably blocked off all the bad things that happened afterwards. That was a tough one.
We all go through hardships in our life, Marcus.
That was a tough one. That was a tough one. All right. Shout out to Monica. Wherever you are, I don't know where she is now. She's probably married with like 20 kids or something like that.
All right, man. We got
the one that got away.
We got about 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
That's enough time for some more questions. And then we're going to tell people where they can find you, where they can find your music, and all that stuff.
Next time I'm bringing new music because, like, I got some new heat for y'all. It's coming out this year. It's going to be a big year for MH. just because I'm living my best life.
2021.
What conspiracy theories do you believe in?
Ooh.
I believe in a...
Do you believe in aliens?
Oh, yeah. I definitely believe in aliens. I don't even think that's a conspiracy. That's real.
No, yeah. Jay was talking about he saw one yesterday.
I know aliens. Like, I'm not putting it out there, but I know some people that aren't people. So, real talk, they're around. If you don't know, then you're just not in the know. They're just not trying to mess with you like that. Right? Jay had a picture.
Yeah.
He pulled a picture.
There's evidence.
Oh, that's definitely a UFO.
I think it's a flying balloon.
No, that's not a balloon.
It looks like a flying balloon. Balloons don't light up like that. Like, it's probably a white balloon that the sun is zooming in on.
That's either some real pollution or something. Jay, I'm glad they didn't beam you up. You wanted to go up? Just for a day, though.
Like, just for a day.
Be like, just go up and ask them about black holes. Be like, y'all ever been through a black hole? Y'all know y'all got that technology? Cool. And then let me know. Be like, I got to call my boy the Afronaut.
All right.
I would love to get abducted by aliens. I think that would be cool.
It depends. I believe there's different kinds of aliens. You know?
Yes.
Like, there's aliens that would just be like, bruh, like, peaceful and chill and try to, like, help us lead peaceful lives. And then there's other ones that probably going to cut us open and and explore our insides to see what we're made of.
Well, that's because that's what people do, too. Like,
exactly.
That's just nature.
But they could come in, like, with a colonizer mentality. Not to say they will. Yep. I hope not. But, you know, imagine if there are other life forces in the universe.
I just hope it's like a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Where there's, like, good ones and there's, like, bad ones. And then we got get some superheroes. That's all I want.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. This one's on you, right?
Me?
Yeah, this next one's you. Yo, thank you for having me on Lit Side Podcast. All in radio.
We already did an embarrassing
thing. No. Ooh. Slow your roll.
I keep getting this embarrassing questions. Like,
I'm going to let you slide. But
all right. See,
just because it's your show.
If you managed to survive the apocalypse, what would your post-apocalyptic job be? Radio host.
You'd be the person who's like broadcasting to the waves like, come down to the Six Flags. That's where all the non-zombies are right now.
Yeah, I would know where to go. Know where to go. I would be like, y'all follow me. I'll be the person telling the people, like, this is what we're doing. This is the plan. This is how we're going to do it. And this is how we're going to stay alive.
Yep. I would like to be a deal broker between zombies and real people. Be like, yo, check it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that I'd have that kind of good communication skill.
With zombies?
I feel like they like me because I sleep a lot. I like to sleep, you know.
They want to eat your brains, but...
Yeah, but my brains probably aren't that good. I'm not going to... I feel like if you're smart, they're not that good. Oh, I feel like it's not a lot of meat up there.
All right, one more question.
I'm going to pick this one. I got this one. My last question of the day. If you could pick one day over and over...
I was hoping you would get this question.
In an endless loop... What would it be? Ooh.
Because we were just talking about time and the news and all of that.
I love these type of movies too, like Groundhog Day, and like there's a new one called Palm Springs.
The Clockwork Orange.
Like if I had to choose a day in my life, I don't know if I want to go there.
Go. Just do it. Go. Let's go. Go there. All the way over there.
Yeah. About that. There's so many, though. There really is so many. I think one of my favorite days was there was a day that Watermelon, the band Watermelon, Kufnants, DJ B-Tips, and myself had spent a day at the Mountain Jam or something like that? And I forget the name of the festival, but we had a really great day with some
I get your drift.
Yeah, we had a really beautiful day just in nature, walking around at this festival, performing and just vibing out with people.
Performing?
We performed in the morning and then had the rest of the day to ourselves to chill before the evening. Koof rocked in the evening. And, you know, it was like our whole crew and we just had a good day. A good, fun guy type of day.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
All right, one more. We got a little bit,
B-Tip says that was a special day. That was a good day.
We got 1 minute left.
Okay, 1 minute. Ooh. Let's go into some hot topics like we Wendy Williams or something. Are you happy right now? Yeah, I think I'm pretty happy.
You happy right now?
I think I'm pretty happy. Happiness is definitely like something, I don't really think about happiness as much as I used to. Like, you know, I've gone through my times of ups and downs, like where, you know, people wouldn't even know, but it's like depression's real. Like, you know, mental health is real. And mm-hmm. What I've learned at least is that it's all just a state of perception, right? So like, you're only happy when you want to be happy, and that's okay to not be happy. Like, that's a part of being happy, is not being happy. So right now, yes, I'm very happy because I'm here, I'm chilling, I'm kicking it, I'm getting to do something I love with people I love, and that's good energy. But like, there's gonna be moments, and there's probably moments that happen today where it wasn't like that. So yeah, it's just, you gotta ride the waves. That was another thing.
I love it. Well, thank you for coming through. Thank you for being here.
Yep.
Let them know where they can find you.
MH
the
Verb.
Guys, all that.
MHTheVerb.com. At MH the Verb. Marcus Harris. You know what it is. Art House 95. Afronaut. Shout out to my peoples back east, on west, down south, out the country, all over. You know where we are.
Yee! Check the vibe. Thank you for coming through, man. And remember, if y'all need any information when it comes to getting tested or vaccine, hit up OFH, yes. OFH510.org. That's 510.org. Also, if you want to be a part of those seminars that we got with Oakland Community Rotaract this Monday, we're going to be touching about mental health. And like you said, mental health is very important and a big part of self-sufficiency and self-sustainability and health. Health is wealth. Let's get it. Let's
also
do it.
Follow Boss Bay Area.
Yeah. Also, shout out Burns, All In Radio, Cannabis, doing great things out here in the streets. I see y'all. All love. Tune in next week. I am your host, Snowy G.
AllInRadio.com.
Original, we get no respect. Young ninjas biting off a Tribe Called Quest. Well, the hate is typical, we ain't identical, but like they say, always learn from the best. My heroes dying and my enemies in power. I'm driving 95, smoking diesel, only sour. Sativa, only flower on that bomb, Jack Bauer.
Can you save the world?
Yeah, give me 24 hours. Patience in my waiting room.
Yeah.
And they've been doomed since the doctor laid me in my tombs. So consumed, knowing one day they gon' join me soon. Don't be gloomy, it's roomy here in my cocoon. The butterfly told me, shout out to my guru. My people built the pyramids,
but they was watching Hulu.
My heritage is serious,
I embrace the voodoo.
My people built the pyramids,
disciple of the tribe, trying to catch the vibe of Zulu.
Use the word name.
respectfully, ancestors.